Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Oh, did you check the picture on my Facebook page?
Yeah, I did. I did. And
not fully dressed, but clearly a furry.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure why this person would just be cruising around like that. Like, if you were going to go to a convention or something...
Yeah.
Or go hang out with other furries. Like, okay, but if you're just out running errands in your furry costume, like, what are you doing, man? Like, what are you doing?
Well,
You go to Sharper Image in your little furry costume?
I think they want to show other people what they're into. I mean, I think they're proud. And I don't think they care about the controversy. And if you really think about it, you know, there's not much difference between criticism of furries and criticism of hippies from the establishment at the time. There's not much difference between furries and the criticism of the grunge kids or goth kids, you know? So I don't know why people are so freaked out over this. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But if somebody tells me this is something that they feel like they need to do and they want to do and they want to do it and they're not hurting anybody else, I don't have a problem with it. And I'll share some of the conversation I have with this furry.
Yeah.
But it was really interesting on Facebook, the people who just wanted to not think it was true or totally... think that I was like making it up. One guy just thought, well, I'm just making it up. And it's like, no, I wasn't making it up. I ran into this person and, you know, I knew that if I took a picture and posted it, it would become something that people would comment. I mean, there's over 20,000 views and a lot of comments. So this is on Instagram and SOTA Facebook. And that, you know, that's me being a journalist. I see a story and I'm going to get the story. I'm going to find out some information and we're going to talk about it on the show. And it relates to the legislative effort in Texas to target furries. And so we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
If you've been a visitor to the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and you find yourself blocked, you go ahead and give me a call. You go ahead and give me a call at 260-1870. You tell me why you deserve to be there, and maybe I'll take that into consideration. But I just got no patience for these just a-holes.
I appreciate that.
People who just got nothing nice to say ever. They're making fun of other people's appearance. You look at their profile picture. They look like
they're
thumb.
Dogs.
You know, it's like,
they're
what are you
dogs.
Doing? What are you
doing? They're ugly
loser.
Or they're dogs.
What a
stupid I mean, they're truly,
loser.
Their pictures are pictures of total freaking losers. And like, I'm going to take criticism from a freaking loser? No, I'm not going to do that. You know, you become something in life and I might respect your opinion, but many of you who are so critical and hateful, you're losers and you freaking know you're losers. You know you're losers and that's why you're so busy hating on other people because it makes you feel better about your loser self.
You're a bully and creating suffering or at least creating the appearance of suffering in other people is the only thing that gets you out of bed in the morning. That's pathetic. Look, and I'll say this too. The top comment on that picture is from Jim Osborne and Jim's comment is, that's a picture of a mental illness right there and the furry too. Which is
that's
funny.
That's
funny. So that could
that's
stay.
Funny you stuff. Know, that, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get banned for that.
That's very much in the spirit of what we do on the air and on your social media. But if you got nothing nice to say and it's not funny, you are out of there.
You know, or which one's the furry? That kind of stuff.
Yeah,
that's funny. I love that kind of stuff. So yeah, I can have. But it's this the downright hate. Hateful ugliness. Look, either Ian's going to block you or I'm going to block you. And I'm ready to knock a couple of people off right now. And it's not that we disagree. It's not about disagreeing. It's about the ignorant hate. And I love those two words together, ignorant hate.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.